I still don't understand why we didn't come out here last night.
Because the cattle were spooked enough without having the three of us stomping around with flashlights. I wanted to give them a chance to settle down again.
Meanwhile, they trump whatever physical evidence may have been here.
Whatever physical evidence may have been inside the pen, there's still whatever is outside. That whatever it was had to have walked out of here, unless you think it teleported or flew into the pen.
Not flew, but teleportation is not an impossibility. Or more specifically, a portal opening.
Do you really think that they have that much control over where the portals open?
I still have trouble with the fact that we readily accept the concept of portals opening from parallel dimensions.
No, I don't believe they have control over portals, but neither am I willing to dismiss the possibility.
After seeing the troll, you can still question.
I've seen a troll. One troll does not a multiverse make.
So you're saying you don't believe?
I'm just saying that not everything we encounter is supernatural.
And the giant lizard we saw last night?
Was a green outline in darkness from where I stood.
I speak from experience when I say there is more out there than one troll. I have, as you know, done this before.
The three of you got an early start this morning. Gabby and I didn't see you for breakfast.
We wanted to get out here to see if we can find any sign of the creature.
Well, you can't hunt the chupacabras on an empty stomach.
That's why Gabby and I brought breakfast to you. We thought we could make a picnic out of it.
That's very nice of you, but...
No buts. We insist. Ajit, I made yours myself. I hope you like herbs rancheros.
I am very sure that whatever you have prepared will be delicious.
We really shouldn't. We've already lost so much time.
But Senor Derek, the creature is not going anywhere. The least you could do is give us a chance to get to know our new friends a little better.
Better? If you get to know her any better, you'll
Geist!
Be... Fine. You know what? Go ahead and enjoy your picnic. I'm going to see what I can find so we can get back on task. There seems to be a trail over here that even I can follow. I'm going to see where it leads.
Mr. Derek, you shouldn't go off by yourself.
He's just pouting, Ajit. Let him go and stay here with me.
My duty is to him.
Your duty is also to yourself, Ajit, and what's in your best interest as well.
Come on, Lindsay. There's a lovely clearing over here. We can leave Gabby and Ajit to talk in private.
I don't know.
You can't let all this food go to waste. Gabby and I work so hard on making it just right.
Ajit?
Eat and settle matters. We will catch up to Mr. Geist in a little bit.
Are you sure?
Settle things. I will find Mr. when the time is right.
Do me a favor, would you, Ajit? Spread this blanket out so that we have someplace nice to sit.
We need to talk, Gabriella.
I agree. But there's no point talking on an empty stomach, and there's no point sitting on dew-filled grass.
Dew bothers you, but the smell of the cow pasture does not.
We can move if you'd like. There's a beautiful stream just over that hill. We could sit next to it if you'd rather.
No. What they have to say can be said here, as well as anywhere.
Good. Now spread out that blanket so I can set out breakfast.
As you command.
I pre-wrapped the huevos in tortilla. I hope you don't mind.
Come and sit down, Gabby.
I'll be right there. Don't be so impatient. Though I appreciate your desire for my cooking.
Come and sit.
I'm almost done.
Come, sit.
You're lucky you're so cute, Ajit. I don't normally let people talk to me in such ways.
I am not cute. I am distinguished.
Whatever you want to call it, I think you're adorable.
This must stop, Kibbley. You do not know what is at stake. You do not know who I am.
I know all about you, Ajit. Patron has spoken about you. I know everything.
Even your great-grandfather does not know everything.
But don't you see? It doesn't matter. Despite everything that I know, you still captivate me.
Probably because of. Not in spite of.
Whatever. The point is you don't have to hide anything from me.
I hide everything. But that is not the point. You are too young.
Too young? You're saying I'm too young for you?
No. I'm saying that you are too young for what you're asking.
I don't understand.
Someday, I will be looking for a new mate to bear me new children. And when that day comes, I will keep you in mind. But today is not that day. and you have much living to do until then.
Keep me in mind. You want me to be satisfied with keep me in mind?
A promise for a potential future is better than an outright rejection. As you grow older, you will realize this.
So you won't even take the time now to have some fun and get to know each other?
You claim to know all there is to know about Ajit. And when a monster is on the loose, I don't have time for fun. Another thing you will learn as you get older.
So, that's it then.
I am afraid so. Thank you for your attention, though. It is appreciated.
Could have fooled me. You may be older, but that doesn't make you wise. We are not done with this conversation. Not by a long shot.
Didn't I tell you this place was beautiful?
Yes. Yes, you did.
But not nearly as beautiful as you.
Give me a break.
I brought us an assortment of fruit, along with fresh mango juice.
I'll pass on the juice.
But it's fresh. I just made it this morning.
Sorry. I'm allergic.
Oh, I'm sorry. I did not know. If you like, I can run
Don't
back.
Don't worry about it. There's no way you could have known.
We still have this fresh fruit, though. Would you like a fresh strawberry?
Keep your stem on. We need to talk.
Oh?
Listen, Louis. You're a great kid, but...
I'm not a kid!
You're not a child, but you need to understand that this isn't gonna work out. You're really sweet and a great dancer, but I'm not looking to start a romance here.
It is because of him, isn't it?
Him? Him who? Geist? No way. There's nothing going on there.
Then what is it?
Honestly, it's the age difference between us.
Don't be silly. You're what, 25, 26?
23.
Oh, even so, that means that there's only a 5-year difference between us. What is 5 years?
5 years can make all the difference in the world, or none at all, depending on the people involved. But between the two of us, it's too much. You're just getting ready to enter college, figuring out where your life will be. I'm bouncing all over the globe.
I'm not a child. I can decide whom to fall in love with.
But you're not able to see beyond the here and now. That's something you still need to learn. I'm here, now, but I won't be in a couple of days. Like I said, you're sweet, and I've had a really great time, but...
But it's only a couple of laughs and nothing more. I get it.
Don't take it too hard. It's not like we've known each other for years or anything. We just met yesterday.
Fine, Ajit's coming. Two of you should get moving so you can finish what you came here for.
Don't. For what it's worth, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to...
Just go!
Are you ready?
Yeah, I think I've done enough damage here. Let's go.
You don't see that every day. Nice open grasslands interrupted by a chain-link fence, especially with tracks leading directly to a side gate in said fence.
Yo no quería que yo en tu lugar, señor.
I wasn't exactly planning on it, though now you've got me intrigued.
Intrigued or not, I still wouldn't touch it. You're about to trespass.
Señor Alacron, correct?
Who's asking?
I'm a house guest of Señor Ramirez.
Ah. It would be wise to stay on his land, then.
Do all the farms in the area surround themselves with 10-foot fences and armed guards?
I cannot speak for Los Otros Santeros, senor, but you really shouldn't touch the fence.
You wouldn't shoot me just for leaning, would you?
No, but the electric shock from it might make you wish I had. I figured, as a house guest of Senor Ramirez, you deserved a warning.
Appreciated. But you're not willing to tell me why the senor feels the need to isolate himself so much from his neighbor.
There's been an infestation. Senor Alacron hopes to protect his crop.
If by infestation you mean the chupacabras, it seems like a lot of work for something that's only started a few weeks ago. Anything else and it's a good deal of overkill.
I think it is time for you to get back to your host, senor.
Maybe you're right. I've just got one more question. What's Senor Alacron growing? I can't make out what kind of plant that is.
That's up to Senor. I'm not paid to inspect his crops.